Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dottillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bob, we've talked about it since the final game against A&M. I thought that would be the last time we'd see Jaden Daniels in an LSU uniform. He made it official today that he is opting out of the bowl game to concentrate for the 2024 NFL Draft. In my opinion, we talked about this last night with Doug Mouton on fourth down on four. I think he's going to end up being one of the top three picks in the 2024 draft. Quarterbacks are a premium, along with Caleb Williams from USC, Drake May from North Carolina. No surprise here. And now it gives Garrett Nussmeier an opportunity to be the starter in a bowl game up against Wisconsin on January 1st. But, man.
Well, it's like spring football before the spring because he's the quarterback of the future. He has to see. You look at the transfer portal, what's going to come about. But, you know, you might got 15 practices and then you play the bowl game. That's a great opportunity for him. So now when you have opportunities, you got to take advantage of those opportunities. But to me, you know, you could say top five or top 10. Even if you projected as a first-round draft pick and you almost for sure going in the first round, well, why would you play in the bowl? Because to me, that'd be selfish from a coaching standpoint, considering what's on the line and how Jaden Daniels, what he's done. Mike, you know, I say first round, but you thinking like for sure top five. You know, I say, oh, probably top 10, but now top five, if not you know, two or three, he might be in that number. But you know what's crazy about all this? This is crazy. Because it's not going to happen in the future. He might be, think about this, the last Heisman Trophy winner to not play in a bowl game. Now, think what I'm telling you. Because when you look at the players that have won the Heisman Trophy, usually they're in the Final Four or they play in extra games to try and be a national champion. Well, next year, the future Heisman Trophy, they're gonna be in the top 12 at least, right?
You would think so.
So they're going to continue the season. So Jaden Daniels is the only one that it's over, and he's not playing in a bowl game. And we know we're not in the LSU's not in the postseason. So I think that's going to be the one and only that's ever happened. That'll be a trivia thing for the Heisman question.
Just like the first guy to opt out, Christian McCaffrey. And he took a lot of heat for that. Okay, what difference does it make today that he didn't play in the bowl game for Stanford?
Man,
people are too sensitive. I've got people, he should be playing this game. Think about his team. You don't spell team. It's all about I with him. No, he's been a team player. If you don't understand that, shame on you. I mean, he's been a unique, great football player for LSU.
Well, Mike, who was, I'm trying to think, running back from Miami, and you could give probably two or three examples that played in a bowl game.
And they get hurt.
And then they got hurt. They blew out their knee. What was that?
Think about Smith, who the Saints had for a short time.
Jalen Smith. Who we just had a short time.
Okay, he was at Notre Dame, blew out his knee. He would have been one of the top five players in the draft. And, man, everybody after that was, wait a minute. Look what happened to him.
No. So that's why if you're truly an objective fan and not just a homer, that you have to understand from the individual and the family perspective what they have to lose. You weigh the pros and the cons, and where he's at right now, Mike, come on. He's coming off an unbelievable season. LSU won the Heisman Trophy. Not what he needs to do. And fans might not want to hear this. Work his ass off. And whenever, you know, the scouts that all come in, I don't know if he'll do anything at the combine or maybe an individual or pro day, but how he's training for the draft, whatever. Because that could be the difference where if he goes off the chart, that he's a slam dunk that he's in the first five picks.
I think he's going to be one of the top three picks. If I was
even if he doesn't work out?
He'll work out.
Okay.
I mean, he'll have his individual day. But here's my deal. If I was his agent, I would tell him, hey, let's go to the Senior Bowl. We don't have to do anything other than interview.
Interview with the teams.
Okay, all 32 NFL teams are at the Senior Bowl in Mobile. I go there, and I get to meet and greet every NFL coach, GM, who are there, and I get that little one-on-one. It gives you a little bit of an advantage to do that. So if I'm Daniels's people, I put him in that spot, whoever he has representing him, to go to Mobile, not to play, not to practice, to interview. Because this is now a job interview to get you to the next level. I know what he can do out on the field. And when he's going to work out, man, he's going to blow the socks off these scouts when they're going to watch him throw the football. Bobby's one of the unique players that I've seen in an LSU uniform that his talents as a passer has grown so much, but his uniqueness as a runner. Have you ever seen a guy that can run with the football at that level at quarterback? Very few guys in the last 25 years. Michael Vick could do it.
Yes.
We saw Lamar Jackson can do it. Name me another guy that could do it at that level.
No, that's a three-headed monster. If I would have to say what I've witnessed, I would say Michael Vick, Lamar Jackson, and Jayden Daniels. I mean, Mike, you say, oh, well, it looks like he's just gliding. No, he's running way faster than you think. He's going to glide on right past you. So, you know, when Mike, I didn't even know his nickname was Smooth.
He's smooth.
Got that in high school.
Yeah,
I
got it
said,
in high school.
He looked like smooth as silk. I just saw how fluid he is and how he's running. That Florida game, this is SEC players, top-notch players, when they thought they had the angle, not so fast. And he would just run right by him like it was nothing. And he don't really – Mike, have you ever seen him huffing and puffing?
It's like no, he's one tough guy.
Tough and conditioning. I mean, he's running. It's like, I don't know. He don't look out of breath to me. I mean, it's been unbelievable what he's been able to do, fellas.
Yeah, just a unique athlete.
It's just a shame the demons are so sorry. No, it's a shame.
Because you'd really be playing for something if your defense
was
even middle of the road.
Yes, you'd be in the Final Four. Yeah.
Also good news for LSU, Kyron Lacy, Thibodaux High School guy. I've got to see him play so much in high school.
Is he coming back, Mike?
And great basketball player, too. He said today he's coming back. He's going to play another season. And I think he needs it because he looks a lot like what I saw Brian Thomas Jr. look like a year ago. He's much more secure catching the football. Every once in a while, he'll make a drop. Because every time he'll make a drop in the game, Bob would text me, tell your boy to catch the ball.
Yeah, catch the damn ball. Or just catch the ball because you had the skill set there. Well, Mike, he has an opportunity to be the top dog.
He can be the top dog.
Now, Mike, what's your take on Malik Nabers playing in the bowl? You think? I think he wants that record.
I think he wants the record. I had a good feeling Brian Thomas Jr. would play in the bowl game.
Okay.
I think Brian Thomas Jr. is going to be a 20s pick in round one.
Okay.
I think he's going to be a first-round pick. Malik has a chance to be a top dozen pick.
So, Mike, when you say in the 20s, off the top of my head, I'm trying to recollect, wasn't Justin Jefferson?
In that
wasn't he
range.
Like in the early 20s or something?
In that range.
That almost seems like where you get picked mirror image of that.
Different player than
Justin.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying, where they would get picked maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, 22, yeah.
But right. Malik, I didn't really know because being a top 12 pick, it's rare that guy would play in a bowl game. But I think I agree with you. He might want that record for it. The other thing, too, with
– because you never – Mike, if you get that record and LSU fans appreciate that you played and all of a sudden you shouldn't pay for a meal in Baton Rouge.
Think he's paying for one now.
Well, anyway. No, but I mean in the future when you're an old man, they take care of you, you know, because you were loyal to LSU.
The one thing with Malik is the fact that I think once Marvin Harrison Jr. comes off the board, he is going to be a heavy player to be the number two wide receiver in this draft class.
And, Mike, you know how it can snowball the positions that all of a sudden if one goes off the board.
And the next one.
It could be like offensive tackles or linemen. It's not necessarily just a wide receiver. But it's like all of a sudden there's a run on a certain position and teams start to panic and said, this is what we want, but can we get this player? We can't wait. We need to go after him now.
I think the thing with Malik's going to be now he was a track athlete, and I always say those guys know how to run on a track. You're going to get him on a track, and he knows how to run, but he can play football. He's a football player that ran track. Okay, he's not a track athlete trying to play football. He's a football player that did run some track.
It wasn't like, remember old school, old people remember this, Ronaldo Nehemiah.
No, he was a track athlete.
Yeah, and then he went across the middle, go, I don't want to do this. I mean, you knock your head off.
He didn't want to get hit.
Yeah, he didn't want to get hit. But, Mike, when you look at, like, I can tell you what, you know who was a track guy? But he was unfortunate that they didn't have high school football from Louisiana and Mooresville. Mark Super Duper. Now, Mike, he was a track guy because they only had track and basketball. They didn't even have a football team. He comes to Northwest in Natchitoches. He didn't even know how to put his pads in. And then all of a sudden, the rest is history when Don Shula saw him at the combine, ran the fastest 40. So, Mike, he was a football player but never had the opportunity. But that world-class speed, Mike, you can't beat that.
No, you can't teach speed. Either you got it or you don't. Now, a track coach or a speed coach and conditioning guy can get you a little faster, but he don't make you from a 4.8 guy to a 4.2 guy.
Yeah.
No, that don't happen in this world, okay? If you fast, they can maybe clip a little bit of time off and get you a little bit faster and quicker. But, man, Malik Nehemiah is also a tremendous player. But listen to how Brian Kelly said it today. As far as I know, Jaden Daniels will be the only one not playing in the bowl game. As of today.
Well, that's great.
So, in essence, he's telling you maybe there is some talk, but as of today, Malik Nehemiah, Brian Thomas Jr. will play in the bowl game against
Wisconsin.
And that'd
be great for Nussmeier because he'd have those receivers to build his confidence up for the future. You know, having a game, and then you build upon that when you go into the spring, then the fall next year to be the man. Because I'm telling you, that's going to be the hardest position.
Man, you talk about some pressure. Pressure on Garrett Nussmeier.
Listen, he could be playing very good, and LSU fans are going to be bitching because he's not Joe Burrow or Daniels. And be like, what? No, you have to realize who those guys were. And he still could be very, very good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.